Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, spelled D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for full readings. Well, folks, this sure is exciting. We're starting this year off with spectacular heavenly displays. We have two full moons this month. The latter one will be on the 31st. And our cosmic weather today is this supermoon, which will be on the 31st. It's a very rare energy, along with the moon being very close to the Earth. And the last occurrence of this was in 1866. There are three celestial events. We have an eclipse, a blood moon, and the moon being orbiting very close to the Earth. It will best be seen in San Diego, California, and Mexico. This is our first supermoon of 2018, causing a grand water trine with Mars and Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. What does this mean? It means heightened senses, heightened emotional senses. This is the best time to really meditate and consult with your intuition. You may get a revelation. You know, God wants to speak to everyone. He doesn't just speak to me or other preachers. He wants to speak to his children, his people. This is a really good time to meditate on that moon. We're told in the Old Testament to capitalize on the phases of the moon, and this event on the 31st is quite an event. Also in Israel, they're going to be celebrating their new year for trees. Traditionally, trees are planted for the birth of a child. So that's another event that's taking place. And then on the Hebrew calendar for this year, the number is 5778, which powers down to a 9, and that means individual things, which is what I'm seeing in all of this. The two sevens together means God's protection. So there's a reason that we need God's protection on this calendar. Also on our calendar, with just the 2018, which breaks down to an 11. 11 scares some people because it can be hard for 11s. But with this number, it's mastery level. It means that you can master a lot of things that you've been facing, and that you can overcome things that we don't need to go into this year with the same old agenda. I talked about that on the last show. So the benefits, I want to talk about health benefit today. Our health tip is the benefits of lemon water. Daily use can help with people that have persistent urinary tract infections. Lemon's a cleanser. Not only does it cleanse the urinary tract, but it also cleanses the digestive tract. And I've noticed a couple of people online talking about this and adding turmeric to the water for pain. So that's something you can sample with, and hopefully it helps. I am personally a lemon water drinker. Okay. People have been expressing to me on Keen and different friends and family that things aren't happening. Readings are potentials, and we must all share in the ministry of reconciliation given to us by the blood sacrifice of Jesus. We need to believe in that power. We need to step out of reality a little bit. And for the theme for this year, you need to tell yourself, I'm not going to look at my situation. I'm only going to believe the word that's given to us through God's messengers, his angels and his ministers and people. I'm only going to believe. This is your big theme. We need to get rid of unbelief. Isaiah 45:2 explains that. Ecclesiastes 2:26. Also, we don't want to look at, you know, you have to look at it long enough to figure something out, but you don't want to allow it to control the way you think or control the way you're making decisions. I want to speak about this, too. There are 50 million people that have grown up in environments of significant trauma in our country and adversity. And we're talking about children here, too. This is not counting the environmental trauma created by dysfunctional relationships after you grow up. People who have been abused, neglected, and assaulted need to be given a fresh start in 2018. This is a year, don't stay with somebody that's abusing you. Walk away from relationships that are harmful to you, people who don't have your best interest at heart. 2018 offers us a new start. Regardless of what may have happened to you, incarceration, drug use, family dysfunction, thoughts of suicide, a fresh start is available. Reach out there and grab it and be delivered this year through the blood of Jesus and be completely delivered. There are many healthcare professionals, child care educational organizations that are available. And through this present system that we are under in our presidency, there are a lot of things available to women. There are grants, there's women with children, if they go to school, there's a lot of things available to them. So, you know, take advantage of that. That's what it's there for. Our present administration is also opening up to mental health issues across the country because of some of the things that have occurred, and they were because of mental issues. So don't suffer in silence. Reach out. The opiate epidemic and everything. People, there are grants, there are resources available. So take advantage of this. And 2018 also represents individual power to overcome and be independent. And so we want to really take advantage of that. And this information is wasted if you can't believe it. Receiving is a big part of everything. You must receive in order to manifest. Manifesting means everything. Admitting to everything that Christ has done within us. That's how you will manifest. You can find that scripture in Philemon. Verse 6, faith is most affected by acknowledging every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. Don't deny that the problem exists in your life, whatever it is. Don't deny it. Face it, but deny it the right to control your life. Whatever your situation is right now, don't allow it to control your life. There's a difference between God in us, He's always in us, and God showing up in your situation. Cast your cares upon Him and let Him, He's reaching out to us in 2018. And with that being said, Father God, we praise you for your word, which reveals the truth to us. We ask your Holy Spirit to reveal what needs to be known for 2018 for people that are calling in. And we thank you and praise you for the gift of your son, Jesus. And with that, I will start taking calls. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. With you.
Okay. I'm using the Angel Tarot for you today.
Okay.
All right, the first card is the card of disappointment, but guess where it is? It's in the passing influence line, meaning it's leaving your life. Thank God for that. You are going to see things that you've been waiting for a long time. You've got action coming up, and I'm going to say it's going to start after today. On last radio show, I told people, and it's still true, that these planets are shifting in this great supermoon that's coming up is really going to help us with these kind of dark emotions. That's why I'm telling people to meditate. You're going to have the fulfillment in your love life. You're really going to finally meet that first person, that right person, and you're going to have a big adventure with that, falling in love, and it's going to be wonderful. I just got goosebumps. She seems to be a woman that is in control of her life. Home is probably the most important thing to her. And then you're going to be surprised by a financial windfall that's coming to you. And I want to say springtime.
Okay.
It may be sooner than that. You know, timing is something that when they asked Jesus when he was going to return, he says, I don't know, only my Father knows. So if he don't know, we don't always know. We get kind of ranges sometimes. But it's showing things are going to start happening for you quickly because you've been in the same position for a while. But all that it takes on your part is to believe it. You really have a very adventurous 2018. There is, towards the end of the year, a business, your own business.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling. All right. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Maybe we have a listener here. Okay. You have a question mark next to your call-in thing, so I'll come back to you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. I missed you the two past times. I just couldn't connect, but I'm happy you're here. I'm happy to connect.
Oh, good. Well, let's take a look and see what's coming up for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first card is analyzation. That means that you're trying to analyze, you know, what's gone on with you. Things have not really, you just haven't opened that right door yet. There's also analyzation over a man. It's in your present life. I mean, he's in your life now, but he may not be active. I mean, he's part. But there's some kind of victory there and communication coming up from him. Might be right after the end of this month. But something he got involved in turned out to be very difficult and destructive, and it really, you know, woke him up. You know, sometimes we have...
You're right. I'm seeing someone I understand. That makes perfect sense.
Okay. Let's look at your financial area.
Okay, thank you.
There is a move later this year, maybe in May or June, or sooner. You know, like I said, it gives a range. But I got really good news. You know, you've had doors shut, and it's disturbing to you that they've shut, but there's a valid reason that they shut, because of the right thing is coming up. And I see you extremely happy with your career, you know, in March. I mean, there's a trend. That doesn't mean you're waiting till March. What it means is that everything's situated. Your training period is over. Everything is solid. You do have
some
changes.
That's awesome, Daisy. I went for a promotion at my current job. I was turned down. So I looked for a new job. I actually got a new job working with younger individuals that have special needs. And I'm starting in 2 weeks. And, yeah, my training is about 2 to 3 months. So you hit the nail right on the head.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it looks like a very exciting year. Now, I must tell you that back on that personal level, your career looks really good. I think you're going to get a real big sense of accomplishment and a good feeling. And God bless you. I have a special needs daughter. And I think it takes special people to be able to work with them. And so I think that you'll be blessed. But I really feel like you're going to feel good about yourself. So that the career is not a big thing, but your love life is. And even though this man that's discovered that he's made a mistake, There's another man coming up. So there is a choice between two men. You may need to talk to me early summer.
Okay, I will.
Yep.
I will. Thank you. Thank you
so
much, Dave. It's always great talking
you're
to you.
Thank you. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thank you. God bless you.
Yep. So you see, things don't always happen when we say they will, but they will happen. And any time that you get a lesson, whether you're going to church and whatever the sermon is, you're going to be tested on that. And the enemy's going to come at you and try to convince you that things are not going to happen like we say they will. But I want you to remember that you're a spirit and that you possess a soul. God wants your soul. And God wants you to give it to him willingly. Accept Jesus into your heart today and have a blessed year in 2018. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your thinker, your chooser, and your feelings. Today we're working with the mind. Everything begins with a thought. And your thoughts affect, your thoughts and emotions affect your future. And I would like to say, Pastor Gregory Dickow, and he's located in Chicago. I've been affiliated with him for several years. He's running a new Fast from Wrong Thinking. It's completely free. You can go to his website, Pastor Gregory Dickow, and it's D-I-C-K-O-W, and sign up for the 40-day fast, and I guarantee you it will catapult you in 2018. It's about 4 days in. My church is doing it along with so it is something that will really pay off. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're
Hi.
On the air.
It's me, Daisy.
Hi.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you.
You're great.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Overview, right?
Say again, I'm sorry.
2018.
Oh, yes.
I said we're
going
to give
yes.
you an overview of your 2018.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Well, this looks really good. The first card is the Nine of Coins, which is financial independence. And what that means is that you're not going to be sitting around worrying about too many days left at the end of the check. You're going to be able to know that your finances are solid. The second card is a man, an opportunity with him. This looks, he's in the present line, so he's somebody you probably already know. And there's an opportunity with him for a change.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that more like a opportunity, like a business opportunity? Is that more of that or mentorship?
Right, let's look at that. Good question. Is it personal
right.
or is it?
Right.
This particular man is a professional. And it's good that you asked that question so we can clarify that. Because I have him on the career line this time. So, but you also are going to have peace around a personal relationship. That's something that you've been looking forward to. Really good news around that. This person seems to be at a distance.
Okay.
Means he's not here
so this
yet,
is more
but, he's, but he's coming.
Oh okay. Okay, well, I guess that's
and I, March,
in the year.
I come up with March for that, for him
okay.
to appear. And you are really working on your career and your finances. That seems to be the gist of this reading. And this is going to be a good year for you, a new beginning in your love life and stability in your money. So that's really good.
Yes, that is
you needed
so,
to hear that, didn't you?
Oh, my Yes, I've been focusing on this ever since I got a divorce. And it just seemed like after my divorce, everything went downhill. And I'm like, geez, I didn't even ask for the divorce. And I'm just getting
well, you know what?
Everything
that's
done.
Why divorces always affect your money. There is a period that's why we're told to be careful, you know, make sure we're entering something and it's right for us, because divorces cause all these different side effects. You know, first thing it attacks is your money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And
I've
been looking for work. Thank God. Because I'm looking for work. I'm looking for a full-time stable. I need stability. You know, just like how you said financial independence the first time. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm so tired of focusing on that.
Yeah, it actually said that you're not going to have to worry about too many days left at the end of the check. You know? You know, the land of just enough or not enough. You're going into more than enough. This is your whole year for change. Not only are you changing and you're getting a real stable job, something that you've been looking forward to for a while. And but you're moving in that direction. And I got three weeks. But you're also going to have a love life adventure as well.
Oh, goodness. Thank God. I've been missing that, too. It's just like everything just went out the window for me. Like, what? Like, I can't even concentrate on a relationship because I got to concentrate on this. And, of course, I would like to have one. But, you know, I just figure he'll come when he comes.
Well, God's looked down, and we've had a struggle for the last few years. I mean, this whole thing. It's just been crazy. I mean, you just turn on the TV during that campaign was terrible. Everything was so crazy. But you know what? God's people are going to rejoice. The world may be falling or down around us, but we're going to rejoice. And we're going to see this is going to be a good year for you. You're going to see those things you've been waiting for. Your
finally
dreams,
coming to fruition.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. And especially a business opportunity. I wasn't even thinking about that. But, hey, that's good to have more coins in my pocket. So that's good.
That's right. You will have more coins in your pocket.
More than enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much,
Jesus.
Daisy.
You're welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Hello. Let's go here. Hello, you're on the air.
Down here, you hear a beep.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I don't know if it's me. You can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, get it. It's Linda.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Can you hear me? Hey,
yes.
That was me before. I had the phone on mute. I'm sorry. Hi, girl.
I'm glad we finally found you.
I know. I just gave my wound care nurse your information on Keen, so she's going to look you up. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
right.
you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'll send you some
minutes
for that.
All right, she's leaving. Here's what I want to talk about, okay?
Okay.
Okay, in my thing where we did that stuff, and then I wrote down things I want afterwards, like the thing we did for Thanksgiving and stuff like that, and we came in Jesus' name and we gave praise and glory to him, right? So
yep.
Now here's some things on my list, and I want to know if they're coming. Okay, I'm going to get this settlement from this malpractice from this doctor. Do you have a rough idea about when it might come up, when I would get
okay.
the settlement?
Okay. Usually things like this are quite a struggle, but this seems to be just going to move along easily. I'm not saying completely easy. I mean, there's going to be some stresses in there, but nothing like what's usually related to these.
I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. I can do this.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting 6 to 9 months.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was looking for when I'm going to move.
Because he's
going to
fight back,
situation.
Too. He's,
What?
He's going to fight back, too.
Oh, okay.
And usually, one of the ways of fighting back in this kind of thing is delay, 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 hoping that you'll get tired, give up, go away, don't have the money.
Oh, remember in 91 when I shattered my fifth vertebrae and I fought Federated Stores? I made a ton of money. I held out. Remember?
Yeah, well, you're, okay. But this
all
is
right,
the better part of your destiny. But, you know, usually these cases take a lot longer than that, up to a year or more. And so this one's going a little smoother. I mean, it's with all the, you know, paperwork that has to be filed, depositions,
uh-huh.
things like that. Those all take time. But it is going to happen this year. So it's not like you're waiting a year.
Okay.
There's also some sort of surprise money that's not related to that.
Oh, okay.
So whether that's a windfall, lottery win, some kind of luck. And that shows up in March.
Okay, because in March, that's when I need to move.
Yep.
I need to be in a new place at March. Okay. So I'll be able to move then in March. Okay. Okay, so I have one more question. About my daughter, what we're seeing, that thing in court, it's not what we thought it is. There's two other things I'm thinking it could be. She could be facing an eviction on her rent, or it could be something about this guy she's staying with, Andre.
Okay, I do show a move with her, okay? I also show a lot of stress around him, and he's undecided
legal?
Whether he wants to – yeah, he's undecided about staying in this relationship with her. It looks to me like he's seeing somebody else.
He said he has somebody on the side, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
and this person on the side is manipulating him with money. So.
Oh, well, he likes that.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen pretty quick here that he's going to be gone.
Yay!
And she is
I get my family back.
Some stress.
Uh-huh.
She is having some stress around money and her and where she lives.
Uh-huh. Probably he's not helping her anymore, right?
No, he's
with
not helping her anymore. Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, so she can't afford the rent and the bills with him and his other son living there and four kids. So will she get in contact with me before she moves?
Yeah, I do have communication, and I think it's coming up pretty quick. I got within 2 weeks. And
oh, okay.
I think that, you know, she's at this point where, you know, she's realizing that he's not what he said he was.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not doing what he said he would do. And I think she's very suspicious that he's seeing somebody. You know, women can tell that their intuition's great. But I think anybody can sense. You can sense when you're the attention's not the same. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
So, and
how am I going to get through the healing cycle? Oh, good.
You're in a physical healing cycle, but you're also going to be in an emotional healing cycle. There's going to be emotional healing between you two. And during this process, I don't think anybody will be able to come between you two again.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless. God bless. And
thank you.
Okay, I know I'm taking a lot of time. One more thing. Okay, so when do you see me going back to work?
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to do because there's other people, so.
Yes. Pretty quickly here, maybe the first or the second week of the month coming up.
Oh, my birthday present.
All right.
All right, thank you, and God bless
everybody.
You're welcome,
God bless. We'll keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
Okay?
You're
welcome.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Overview,
thank you so much. Yes, ma'am,
you're welcome.
Please.
Well, these cards went flying, so there's a lot of energy around your question.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You must have really prepared for this. A change is going to begin here. I show a major change between March and April. And the last card is analyzation, you know, and particularly according to what our signs are, people can really, you're analyzing the money situation. And you're looking at the fact that, okay, this is not working for me. You know, it's I'm doing everything. You're being skillful at managing it. You know, you have to be able to manage a little before you can manage a lot. But you've recognized that you need to make a change, and that change is coming. But not only is your residence changing, but your last card is the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card, fulfillment card. You're going to get your wish about the money you want. And crossing it is the Ace of Coins. And game better than that.
I can't see how it could. And this is all, you said, March, April time frame?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yep. Springtime. And that analyzation card in there, remember what I said, I don't know if you're on listening, about it's our year to really trust God, and if we can do that, we're going to change. We've had a lot come at us. We've had a lot come at the world. I mean, there's been violence all over the world, and people are caught up in the fear of that sometimes. But this is a time for real, real change for you. So don't focus on what it looks like right now. We're supposed to call those things in which be not as though they were. We're supposed to start acting like it's going to happen and really believe in it. And today, if we work with that, see, that's why my focus was on the mind today. We have to take thoughts captive that are contrary to God's word and replace them with his. You find something that fits your situation and you speak that word over yourself and it'll change quickly. Okay?
That's wonderful. I thank you so much and be blessed.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm looking for an overview for 2018.
Okay. Well, you're getting ready to celebrate life. You too. My first card, it has to do with the past.
Okay.
And it's the past coming into the present, meaning that it's been affecting you, things that have happened in the past, things that have happened in the present that are kind of, you know, not joy things. They're a little depressed, mm-hmm. depression, but and some money failures. But that's all in the passing influence line. It is leaving. There's a little of it in the present, but it's definitely going to change. I've got something in it's in the present line. It could be as little as 2 hours, 2 days, no more than 2 weeks. And you're going to be happy with it, and that's in your career. And
good.
Then there's a past relationship that you're going to have another opportunity at. And this keeps
good.
Coming. This keeps repeating, and it has to do with past life. And at some point, maybe on Keen, if you'll send me both birth dates and remind me that it's a past life thing, because you know, I read and then I don't remember. And that has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with age. I was like that at 16. And that's good in readings. That's really good that you don't remember them until you come back around the person. So you're going to, we need to look at that. And
okay.
It hasn't come up like that until today, which I'm grateful for.
Okay.
So I need, if we can look at that and it's in your numbers, I'll find it. This is going to be a really good year for you, a year of more security, financial security and emotional security.
Okay.
And the burdens that you're now presently facing, you're going to, mm-hmm. those are all going to be released now.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord.
It's been a rough several, I want to say, probably the last 5 years. Yeah. Long time.
Yeah, and it was all due to past life stuff. And it's past energy, so I need, once we stand up to that, then it leaves. So be sure and send me the, I won't charge you for it. I want you to finally get rid of this.
Okay.
Send me both birth dates and put mm-hmm. past stuff on there so I remember what I'm doing. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
Right, I'm so glad. I'm relieved. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
So I guess
you
just
have such
an overview
you have
for
such
the year.
A positive voice vibration. As soon as you say something, it's just uplifting.
Aw,
that's
thank
really a good
you.
Gift from the Lord.
Yes, definitely.
I bet you've had some jealousy concerning that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you have a very yep. strong guardian angel around you, and you're trying to figure out what's just transpired here. Not only in a on a personal level, but you know, even on a career level, it's like you came out of the frying pan. You're not quite in the fire, but it's not quite
right.
like you thought it would be, you know. And
yep.
it says you had a learning lesson here have just a learning lesson around your career and a learning lesson around the man. He is presently in a financial bind or situation, and he's just stopped everything for himself. Nope. You know, it's like when we go on a strict diet. Okay, I'm not going to have anything sweet. I'm not going to, you know, treat myself. I'm not going to spend any money. I'm not going to do anything. That's going to change very
right.
quickly here, and I got within three. So that's either weeks. I'm going to
uh-huh.
say weeks because it's in the very near future. It's not in the distant future, so it's not months. And you will hear from
okay.
him. And there
good.
Is, you're going to get what you wish with that. And also, there's another change in your career.
Nice. Is that going to be soon?
Yeah. Okay,
nice.
Let's look at that. Yes, it is. And it's really going to surprise you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
always
it's
good.
Really going to surprise you. Your skills are going to be appreciated for a change instead of competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ah, thank goodness.
And there is a move. There's a move. And it's later on in the year, maybe 6 months down the road here. But it's related to a relationship.
Ah, nice. Good.
Okay.
Good, good. Thank you, Daisy. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, too. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. You, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. We can talk about my friend, you can do general, but something happened last night that was very, very deep and gut-wrenching. So, but anyway,
uh-oh.
Go ahead and read them. Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was, just a very spiritual experience.
Okay, well, the first card is action, and then it's crossed by moving in a different direction. And I think mental things have to come out. It's kind of a defense mechanism on his part to get things out. And it's kind of going to reveal to you the fears involved in this. But it's past, he's acting out of past learning lessons. And it's like a little shields here and there. But it's moving in a positive direction. Shows you're getting what you want out of this relationship. And you have a strong guardian angel around you. But it is like peeling an onion. You know how you take off layers of stuff till you get to the onion? This is layers of stuff that's coming off of both of you so that you don't make the same mistakes that's happened in the past for both of you, not just him. And so that all these layers are coming off. This is going to be the most intense thing that's happened to you for a long time. And it's really a lot of growth in it, a lot of growth.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. He says he does not want another relationship. And I don't blame him, considering all he's gone through.
That's a shield. That's a shield. That's a protective barrier. I'm not going to let myself go there again. I'm not going to let this happen to me. But remember, like I said, you're going to peel off layers. It's going to be, you know, you're going to get to the, like an artichoke, you get to the heart of it. You're going to get to the heart of this matter. And don't let those things deter you. That's just fear. That's a protective thing. And but the more that he... It's like going to counseling. The more you talk about and get things off your chest, the better you get. The better you get.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, do my overview.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Felt like I can't even describe. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Well, that made you sad. First card said that, you know, whatever that conversation was made you sad. But let that go.
Him.
It's in the
it
passing
was
influence
no, no, no.
line.
It
there
was,
will be a new
it was
beginning.
Sad for him. Sad for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to be where you finally want to be financially this year. There's a major purchase for you, like a property, maybe a car, or it's something expensive. But you're going to actually finally reach peace of mind here with this man. You and he are going through this shedding process. You're shedding the past relationships that you both had, and this is going to be a really good year for you.
Okay.
Finally get things level.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
God bless you. Thank you.
We'll chat. Okay. Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, must have a listener. I'll come back to you. Let's try this one. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes, you have spoken to me earlier. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Okay. You were just listening then?
Yes, I
right?
was.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, so that looks like the conclusion of calls. I have no more question marks up there. So I want you to work with your mind. That's the big theme, because everything begins with thoughts. And again, I really recommend that you join this 40-day fast that Pastor Dick Owl is doing, because I'm doing it because it's going to help with these blocks that we create. And we have to remember what's stronger than your thoughts is words. And the words that you speak over yourself. So if we speak good words over ourselves and our loved ones, even in Leviticus it tells us, you know, okay, so maybe your children are messing up. Instead of focusing on where they're messing up, to speak blessing over them so that things can change. Find a scripture that fits your situation and speak it over your life. And what this 40-day fast is about is it deals with areas in which we have problems within ourselves, like fear, emotional insecurity. And what you do is he gives several scriptures to show that you can overcome that, and then he gives you an affirmation of yourself. So you speak these words over yourself and change the thing. Again, you can find me for reading, and that's Daisey at keen.com, and that's 644478. And for readings, and I work Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Exception on Friday will be on the days of the radio show. So I can't work anymore in that because I take care of my disabled daughter, and she's in her 30s, and she's special needs. She requires a lot of one-on-one attention, so I'm only able to work what I can. Prayers are daily. So if you have prayer requests, you can email me on Keen, or you can email me at Daisey, DAISEYMAE81 at hotmail.com for prayer requests. And just know that this is a year that represents change, but we got to do our end. And our end is to work with our thoughts, because it's our thoughts that's keeping us stuck. So we need to eliminate things that are keeping us from our good. And that 40-day fast is one of the best I've seen that he's done. And I think it will help everybody. And it's free. It's absolutely free. So you can sign up for it. There's no cost involved. So I would like to close with this prayer. Father God, we praise you and thank you. And we know that our times are in your hands. And we know that in 3 John 2 that you said, you call us beloved, that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. And our soul prospers as we feed it good affirmations. And we feed it the word, and the word will set us free. We thank you for everybody that called, and I pray that you touch each and every person's life. And we thank you for the potentials that we see in these readings and help us to position ourselves to receive them in Jesus' name. Okay, that concludes the show for today, and I will notify everybody on when the next show is, and I thank everybody that participated, and let this be a good year. Just let it happen. And be blessed, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.